What some teachers did this summer. Hello and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maggots. You know, most Tennessee schools are either back in session or just about to ring the school bell for the first time this year. But for many teachers, summer was hardly a vacation from their own brand of learning. Chuck Denny has more.
Teachers, school's in session for you. Eye on your mark and measure. Just how big is that dang tree?
I have no idea.
Here our would-be foresters get the diameter of a tall walnut and calculate the number of logs it might produce. This is a teacher conservation workshop put together by UT Extension. Dr. David Merker is one of their instructors.
We're trying to bring the classroom into the school, essentially, and give the teachers the opportunity to see firsthand how responsible forest and wildlife management is practiced.
Among those here for extra credit, biology teacher Greg Elliott.
Well, first of all, it's a wonderful experience. I'm having a great time. I'm tired. They work us from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. And I'm just learning all about the local natural history and ecology of forests in western Tennessee.
This is the ninth year for the conservation workshop, and to date, nearly 500 teachers have been trained. The notion is pretty simple. Learn things here, and then go share them with your students. This day, teachers saw the tall pines and oaks at the Richard Day Tree Farm near the Mississippi border in McNairy County.
There's 360 acres here that is a diverse in timber stands. We've got some specified pine plantations that we converted cropland.
Teachers also learned about soils, wildlife, nature, and the environment, all subjects they'll be talking about soon to their kids. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Now, through these summer workshops, teachers were also able to earn college and in-service credits through the program. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us again Monday on the TRN.